Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, Year C. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 13, Psalm 138, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is Almighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we are here preparing ourselves to worship You as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We know that no words we use will be worthy of You. No song we sing will truly declare Your praise. No prayer we offer will ever reach the heights of Your throne unless it is touched, moved, and empowered by Your Holy Spirit. Lord, in silence, open our hearts, our minds, and our lives to Your loving presence. Now, Lord, go with us. Receive our thanksgiving and fill our praises with Your glory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The hymn CPWI 211, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
We pray the collect for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Glimpses of God. Glimpses of God. In Psalm 138, the psalmist acknowledges God's presence, gives thanks to God, praises God for God's faithfulness, and affirms God's love for humankind, and proclaim God's good purpose. The psalmist writes, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and praise your name because of your love and faithfulness. When I called, you answered me. You increased my strength within me. Psalm 138, verses 1, 2, and 4. The psalmist acknowledges that all kings of the earth will praise the Lord in response to God's word. Their response will include singing of the ways of the Lord and of God's great glory. Verses 5 and 6. The psalmist affirms God's faithfulness by acknowledging that though God is high, he cares for the lowly. Therefore, when he walks in the midst of trouble, the Lord keeps him safe and protects him from his enemies. The right hand of God is sufficient to save him. He proclaims that God's love will endure forever and God will never abandon God's creation. Verses 7 to 9. Our readings today give us a glimpse of the loving, faithful God of whom the psalmist speaks. During the reign of King Uzziah, Judah experienced a period of relative peace and prosperity. However, with his death, the stability was severely threatened with the rise of the Assyrian Empire. As he was called to be God's prophet, God's spokesman, Isaiah was given a vision where he had a glimpse of God. God who was calling him to the ministry of prophet. Isaiah proclaims, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance before him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah was given a glimpse, a quick look at God. As one of the seraphs called out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Isaiah 6, verse 3. And as the house is filled with smoke, he is suddenly overcome by his own sinfulness. He becomes acutely aware of his own impurity and that of his people. Isaiah proclaims, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. His cry evokes God's mercy and love. God, with a live coal from the altar, touches his lips, and his sin, guilt, departed, and his sins were blotted out. His sense of shame and unworthiness are removed, and he is now able to answer the call to be a prophet, one who brings the word of God and the word from God to the people of God. A glimpse of God calls Isaiah into action as a servant of God among God's people. He volunteers, "I will go." In our epistle from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 11, Paul reminds us of his brief encounter with the living Christ. As he sought to instruct members of the church at Corinth who did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus, Paul writes, "For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as one untimely born, he appeared also to me." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 to 8. Paul is referring to the events recorded by Luke in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9. Saul was in the forefront of the persecutors of those in this new way, the followers of Jesus. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Acts chapter 9, verse 1b and 2. On his way to Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." Acts chapter 9, verse 3b to 6. Only Saul, also called Paul, had the glimpse of the risen Christ. The reason for his encounter was explained to Ananias, who was called to minister to him. In the face of Ananias' reluctance to visit Paul, the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. Acts chapter 9, verses 15 and 16. Paul was administered to by Ananias, and after a period of preparation, became the apostle to the Gentiles. Even though he claimed the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Acts chapter 9, verse 9. However, he acknowledged that by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. Paul's brief encounter with the risen Christ changed the direction of his life and earned him a prominent place in the growth of the church, the body of Christ. In the past, glimpses of God, brief encounters with God, have caused individuals to acknowledge their sinfulness, receive God's forgiveness, and therefore experience God's graciousness and God's mercy. In their brief encounter, there has also put them on the path for ministry for God in the world. In our gospel today, Peter and his companions had a brief but lasting encounter with the power of Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus is standing on the shore of the Lake of Gennesaret with a large crowd pressing in on him to hear his teaching. In order to accommodate the crowd, he commandeers Simon Peter's boat and teaches the crowd from the boat a little distance from the shore. When he is finished, he invites Simon to go into deeper water and let down your net for a catch. Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." Luke chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. The result was the largest catch of fish that Simon Peter had ever seen. They had to signal their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and they filled both boats so that they began to sink. Luke chapter 5, verse 7. Peter's response was like that of Isaiah's. He fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Luke chapter 5, verse 8b. Jesus calls Simon to be a fisher of men, to catch people. Again, a brief glimpse of the presence and power of God changed the direction of not only the life of Simon Peter, but also his brother Andrew and the brothers James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Do we have glimpses of God today? Are we open to have a glimpse of God's presence, God's power, and God's love? God is present with us in the Holy Spirit. If we acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit, we are assured that the Spirit of power, love, and self-discipline is dwelling in us. We can have glimpses of God in creation, in the power of nature, in the ordered beauty of nature. We can experience glimpses of God in the loving action of others. We need to remind ourselves that we are always in the presence of God, who desires what is best for us and who calls and directs us to fulfill God's plan and God's purpose for our lives. We can also have a real encounter with God in the celebration of the Eucharist. The hymn writer, Horatius Bonar, reminds us that in the Eucharist, we encounter God. He writes, "Here, O Lord, I see thee face to face. Here faith with touch and handled things unseen. Here grasp with firmer hands the eternal grace, and all my weariness upon thee lean. Here I would feed upon the bread of God. Here drink with thee the royal wine of heaven. Here would I lay aside each earthly load. Here taste afresh the calm of sins forgiven. I have no help but thine, nor do I need another arm save thine to lean upon. It is enough, my Lord, enough indeed. My strength is in thy might alone." We have many opportunities as we journey through life to have glimpses of God. Amen. Let us pray. When we call, you answer. Great is your glory. Lord Jesus, you taught your people from the shallows of the lake. Inspire teachers of your word today to present your good news in accessible ways. May the gospel of truth once again capture the imagination of all of us. When we call, you answer. Great is your glory. Lord Jesus, you encourage tired fishermen to put out again into deep waters, delighting them with a catch beyond measure. Raise up leaders who will inspire nations to strive for justice. Give persistence and courage where opposition to your peace seems overwhelming. When we call, you answer. Great is your glory. Lord Jesus, friends and partners struggle together to haul in the catch. Give us grace to work for all that strengthens the bond of communal life. Sustain all that fosters the common good. When we call, you answer. Great is your glory. Lord Jesus, you brought encouragement to the weary and fresh hope to the despondent. Lift the hearts of all weighed down with sickness or anxiety. With hearts and voice, we praise you. When we call, you answer. Great is your glory. Lord Jesus, you appeared to your disciples risen from the dead. Fill us with this hope in grief and at the hour of our death. Bring us to rejoice in your salvation. When we call, you answer. Great is your glory. Amen. as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. The hymn, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, CPWI 228. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. To God the Father, who first loved us and made us accepted in the Beloved. To God the Son, who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. To God the Holy Spirit, who sheds the love of God abroad in our hearts. Be all love and all glory for all time and for eternity. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day, this week, and always. And we pray that you will have a spirit-filled, productive, and rewarding week. And remember to open our hearts and our minds so that we can experience glimpses of God. We end today with the hymn, How Great Thou Art.